KGEZ Kalispell. KGEZ. Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. This week's athlete is currently competing at Divisionals in Butte. They're sitting in the middle with an even record going into the tournament. In a recent game against Big Sky, she had 21 digs, 12 kills, and 2 that probably gives away the sport. This week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to Olive Lingholm of Bravettes Volleyball. So admittedly, the interview is recorded. The girls' volleyball squad left yesterday morning for Butte. They played yesterday, they play today, and if all goes well, they play tomorrow as well. If they place in the top 50%, they make it to state, which will be next weekend in Bozeman, where they compete in the huge Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. My conversation with Olive will be right after this message from Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, where we embrace the Montana mindset. Those of us that already live here, we have it. And the folks who are moving here, they want it. My friend Roy started banking at Parkside because it fits his mindset. He moved to Montana for a reason, and Parkside aligns with his personal values. Sure, he found a fantastic banking experience at Parkside, but maybe more importantly, he feels good about his decision. It just feels right. When you live here, or if you just moved here, you should bank here at Parkside Credit Union, where we like to say yes.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, Olive Lingholm. Good morning, Olive, and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. So would you tell us about your season so far? That's a big question, right?
Yeah. So I guess we're at the end of our season. We're postseason now, so we're done with conference. We finished 7 wins, 7 losses in conference.
Okay.
Yep.
Right in the middle?
Yep, right in the middle. I had a great season. I love volleyball, so I was just...
Well, when's your next game?
So we're headed to divisionals this weekend. So that's going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And how many games will you play going the whole route?
We play one on Thursday and then one or two on Friday, depending on how we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe one against
and then
Saturday?
Maybe one again on Saturday. Yep.
Okay. Because if you win.
Yes.
Win, lose, win.
Yeah.
It's like a whole pattern.
Yeah.
So if you make it to state, if you're in the top four.
Yes. So we make it to state if we're in the top four. We're seated fourth right now going into it. But it's like a clean slate once you get to divisionals. And then you have to win 2 games to get to state.
Who are you playing first?
We're playing Butte.
Are they harder?
No, not really.
Okay. Like, how's the setup so far? Everyone's prepared, right?
Yeah,
or getting ready?
Yeah, we're seated fourth and they're seated fifth.
Okay.
So, yeah, but...
So that's better than having, like, fourth and first, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Who'd that happen to that we were last talking to? I think it was... Was it football it would have happened to?
It might have been soccer.
Yeah, it was soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were playing the first seed in the East.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Billings or Bozeman.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we're not... Okay, so we get to play Butte.
Yes.
That sounds like a better scenario. Yeah.
It is in Butte, though, so it's their home.
And then where is state?
State's always in Bozeman.
Always in Bozeman.
Yeah, it's in... It's at the MSU arena.
That's fun.
It's super fun. I went my sophomore year as a swinger. I didn't play, but it was awesome.
So it's in the basketball.
Is it
the Brick Breeden Field?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah,
that one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super cool. And they like divide it into 4 courts and you can go up in the stands and see like the A school's playing and the B school's playing and the C school's playing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's super fun.
I was going to like give us grief for always having to go there, but in that scenario, that kind of makes sense.
No, because all of the levels of schools go, so we need a lot of space.
And it is like the middle of the state.
Yeah.
Right? Like for people in like Billings and Miles City. If there's all sizes of school, right, you're getting all the small outliers.
Yeah, you get all the small schools from the East.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which you don't play in your traditional season either.
No, we just play, there's 8 schools in the West Conference and then 8 schools in the East Conference.
What's the furthest team in the West Conference for us?
Billings.
Okay.
And there's 3 of them. But
oh, you have played Billings.
Yeah, we do like normal season games, conference games, and then we'll do crossovers.
Okay.
So we go to like... Helena or Great Falls or somewhere, and we meet in the middle. Mm. So they don't have to come all the way to Kalispell, and we don't have to go all the way to Billings, but we meet and we play them.
That's nice, because it's a long way. And like with the driving times that the drivers are allowed, it's like a whole thing.
It would
thing.
Not work out.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah. I mean, the best part about that is probably A, being away from school for so long, and B, getting to stay in a hotel for like 3 days, which is always fun.
We actually don't. We go there in the morning, and we come back at night,
and
we play.
Horrible.
We play four games, but they're all in a row, and they're only to three sets. But it's like by the end of the day, everyone's exhausted.
That's a lot. That's a long day.
Yeah, it's fun though, because you just play a lot of volleyball.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and Butte's actually a fun town.
Yeah,
that'll be rad.
I like Butte. I like how hilly it is.
Yeah, it's really unique, right? Like you're there, and then there's this giant mine.
Yeah.
And a statue on the mountains. I don't know, it's just really eclectic. I guess it was the largest city in Montana at one point. There was over 200,000 people.
It was like the mining capital of the world.
Yeah, they produced 25% of the world's copper.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like weird, nerdy Butte facts, but it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what position do you play?
So I'm an outside hitter.
Okay.
And then I also go back row, so I play middle back.
So explain that for the people who don't know or might not know.
So I'm in the front row, and then I hit the balls at the other team.
Okay.
And I do that for like three positions. I don't know.
Because it spins, right?
Yes.
That's what we're getting at here.
So I do it for three rotations, and then I go into the back row, and I pass the balls that the other team is hitting at us.
So the only constant position, how do I word that like that? The only one that doesn't rotate is a libero then.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, they still rotate, but they just play the same thing.
Got it.
I don't know how to explain
that. That makes sense, because you have to go, like I've only played like beach volleyball.
Yeah.
So like that's nothing, right? Like I get smoked. Okay. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do know the rotation.
Yeah.
And so, okay. So they're rotating around too, but they have like their position.
Yeah.
So they're going in the middle and they're providing that's their function.
Like everyone else goes front row and then back row. And then the libero just goes back row, back row, back row.
Okay. But they're still serving too.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because you can't get out of that. That's the equal rotation,
no,
right?
Can't.
It's like everybody's got a bat in baseball.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. But you're not the home run guy.
Yeah.
Know? What's your greatest strength on the court?
I would say,
I mean, this is humble. It's not tooting your own horn, right? What are you most confident about?
I think the fact that I can play like almost every position. Like I can do everything. I'm very versatile.
Yeah. Like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So what's your weakness then?
What's my weakness? My mental toughness is my weakness.
Okay.
I've been working on that since like my sophomore year. I'm very competitive, and I just want everyone to do their best, and I want me to do my best, and when that's not happening, I kind of like shut down on myself sometimes, but I've been working on it and I've been getting better at it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And at least you're not in the position where you can like step on other people's feet, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like we can make bad decisions when we're really competitive.
Yeah.
You know, I've been like a mean person playing soccer.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about it.
Uh-huh. I try not to do that.
Yeah. How does it feel playing your senior season?
I guess it's kind of bittersweet. I love volleyball, and so it's going to be hard to, like, not have that. But I think I'm always going to have volleyball. Like, I'm going to have intramurals and clubs and probably coaching, too. I'll coach when I'm older. But, like, I guess it's the hardest thing to let go of is, like, playing in front of a crowd and, like, playing in front of your friends and getting, like, the gear and just, like, traveling with your team. Like, that's such an awesome experience that, like, I don't know if I'm gonna get again. So that's the thing I'm gonna miss the most, but I've had a really great senior season, and I've met a lot of people through volleyball, and a lot of them have helped me come out of my shell a lot. So
yeah, that's not over either.
No, it's not.
You're like, this is the best time to go right now.
I think volleyball helped me make so many like important connections, and it's not gonna stop doing that. So
it's probably really hard to play in front of so many people at the same time.
Yeah.
Like you zone out, right? And you don't think about it.
Yeah.
But like that also sounds nerve-wracking.
Yeah. I guess I don't have as much trouble like when we go to away schools and they'll have these like huge student sections and they'll be like yelling mean things at you. And I guess it's not, that's not as impactful to me because it's like they don't know who I am.
Sure.
They don't really care who I am.
Yeah, that's fair.
But like when we play at home and it's like these people I know, like my family and like my community friends and like my friends from school, like it's a big deal playing in front of them, but I think it also helps you with your stage fright and helps you realize that it's like it's not that big of a deal.
Do you think you play even better when people are watching?
Depends.
Yeah. I feel like that goes either way, right? Yeah. Like you're more in your game and then maybe you're also, it's in your head.
Yeah.
You know, like there's both sides of that.
Yeah,
can you hear everything that people say?
No.
When you're on the court?
Usually I think it's different for volleyball than it is for like a lot of other sports like football, because football, your student section is way in the stands, but like volleyball, they're literally like right there. Like mm-hmm. they're like 3 feet away from you. And so I've kind of learned how to tune it out.
But you could hear it if you wanted to.
I could hear it if I wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just like choose not to. And I'm a lot of the time I'm so focused on the game because I just like to play that I don't really listen, and I'm more listening to my teammates.
Okay, the lightning round. It's just quick questions.
Okay.
The first thing comes to mind. It's easy.
Okay.
Orange or black?
Black.
Talking or texting?
Texting.
Favorite city in the United States besides here?
Astoria, Oregon.
Thank you for that help. I'm like, wait, where is that? What's something that you could eat for a week straight?
Goldfish.
I like that answer. Skiing or snowboarding?
Skiing.
Favorite day of the week?
Wednesday.
Favorite hype song?
Umbrella by Rihanna.
I honestly think...
It's not really a hype
kid,
song.
No, like 2 kids ago, said Rihanna too. I think the same song. It might have been your libero for
it's
all
a volleyball
I know.
Thing.
Is it? It could have been, yeah. What was your Halloween costume?
I didn't do one.
What was your last Halloween costume?
I'm a witch with my friend, and then for volleyball we did like the mystery gang, and I was Velma.
Rad.
Yeah.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
No.
What's your favorite car?
Oh, I don't know. My car.
What do you drive?
I drive a Subaru Outback, and her name's Matilda.
Good. That's a good name.
The best car.
What color is Matilda?
Blue.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay. Favorite subject?
Art.
Favorite teacher?
Miss Caritelli. She teaches at Glacier now, but...
I don't know if I got... What subject was that?
Well, she's my IB art teacher last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to anyone?
Shout out to my parents.
Yep.
Because I love them and they put up with me and I appreciate that from them. And shout out to my besties, Zia and... Sienna, because they helped me survive the volleyball season. Not that I need to survive it, but they helped me.
No, for sure.
They helped me through it. And I appreciate that.
Well, it's a lot, especially when you're at divisionals on state. That's a lot. That's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
And traveling.
Uh-huh.
Well, Olive, congrats. And we're super excited to follow you at divisionals.
Yeah.
And then good luck after at state.
Thanks so much.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.
No, Braves!